it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The San Francisco Police Department on the hunt for more officers, and that has some neighboring agencies less than happy. Phil, explain what the SFPD has been doing.
Well, you know, there's two ways to get new cops in the department. One is through recruitment, and you go through the academy, and you go through field training, and it takes a lot of time, takes a lot of money. The other one is what they call laterals. That's when somebody that's already commissioned as a police officer in one jurisdiction decides to move to another one. And that is a very popular way of recruiting these days for a number of reasons. And San Francisco is being very aggressive at trying to snag cops from other jurisdictions to the point where it's got a little tension between them and Fremont. Because Fremont and right now is in contract negotiations with its police union. It's not, you know, there's a big question about how much raise or lack of raise they're going to get and other issues. And so the San Francisco Police Department pulled a billboard sign up in front of the Fremont department to advertise, why not come to San Francisco? Things could be a lot better there. The Chronicle got a picture of it. They wrote it up, and it caused a bit of a snap between Fremont police and San Francisco as they say, hey, it's one you're poaching. You're poaching our police. And they go, yeah, we're poaching them, and we got a good deal for them if they cross the bay.
Yeah, I assume that San Francisco is able to pay more than Fremont and smaller agencies.
It is. Pay is one of the big issues. It always has been. San Francisco has the ability to pay more, and they do. I mean, San Francisco cops are probably, they may be the best paid in the country right now, but they're up there. But it's more than that, Megan. It's some of the other departments are wanting to, cops are wanting to leave. One of the ones that's being hit hardest is Oakland. They see about 6 cops a month exit, and about half of them are doing laterals. They're going someplace else. Others are retiring. But it's a problem. It's a drain. Now, in the past, it's not, like I said, this has happened in the past. In the past, what happened was somebody said, you know, they would go and they would become a cop, let's say in Oakland or San Francisco or somewhere. But in order to afford in the Bay Area, they would actually be living out in Brentwood or someplace that's Vacaville, that's an hour and a half or 2 hour drive to San Francisco. And then after a few years, they would say, no, this is nuts. And so they would go and apply for the Vacaville or Brentwood Police Department and be right close to where they are. But now it got political as well. And one of the things that we're seeing is that San Francisco has gone out of its way under Mayor Lurie and former Mayor London Breed to say, to try to be more welcoming. We're not talking defund the police, or we're not talking about, you know, talking bad about the cops. They're talking them up. They're talking good. And that is as good as a sales pitch it's going. So now it's the people are going to, it's not just the money. It's the fact that they can be cops. And they say, well, you know, this is just the idea. The grass is always greener on the other side, and it doesn't necessarily work out. But some of these cops are saying, yeah, the grass is greener, but at least it's grass over there. And all I got over here is rocks.
And how long till we know if this worked?
Well, it already is working. San Francisco is getting more laterals. They are getting people in there. And I got to tell you something else about this on the lateral thing. The recruits coming in, you know, like in San Francisco, for example, aren't the same as they were, you know, years ago. They're not getting necessarily the number of veterans they got. As a matter of fact, one of the things they're having a problem with in San Francisco is having the recruits be able to do the evasive driving and the tests that they have to go through. As a matter of fact, some of them went and got their driver's license in order to apply to be cops. So what we're seeing coming in, a little worrisome there. So they'll go for the older ones, and we'll see how it works out. One person's gains is another one's loss. But that's the way it is in competition, and cops are, it's getting competitive for them now.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.